she didn't feel quite the same. She's past the bridge and we'll leave it again. She left in devastation. She left him there in shame. He said, I don't understand. This is not part of the plan. But he got lost in the translation. Like a ghost from an alien.
To episode 30.
That wasn't bad.
I don't know about the beginning.
I liked the 999.
I like that too. I like going with that. Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
What's happening? Nothing.
Well, lots going on. And nothing.
I was gonna say what lots?
Well, no, it was funny because I was driving over here and I'm noticing people wearing masks and shit in the car. Which to me is a little carried away, but
well, I don't understand why you would wear it in the car.
I don't either.
It doesn't do anything for you.
I don't either.
It's just you.
But the thing that's fucking with me, as far as this COVID shit goes, I was talking to my mom this morning, and I'm from Arizona. A lot of my family's still there. It's the number one fucking city in the world
for the COVID.
Yeah, for the outbreak and the fucking what'd she say? There was like 250 some deaths yesterday from it.
A lot of old people in Arizona.
Yeah, well, but they're not there in the summer. The old people leave in the summer and they come back in the winter. That's the way the old people do it there. They're called snowbirds. But I was reading, you read all this shit and then suddenly it changes. They say five or six whatever strains of this fucking COVID thing. But they all have said up to this point that the hot weather kills it.
Yeah.
It's 115 today in Arizona.
The hot weather doesn't kill it.
Obviously.
I think the sunlight does, but if the sunlight's not hitting it and it's just hot, I don't think it's dying.
115 is fucking hot.
If you really paid attention, went deep in the whole COVID talk the whole time with the scientists and shit, a lot of them said that the heat wasn't going to kill it. Because this is a, I forget what the fuck they call the exact name of it. But anyways, they've had big outbreaks in Saudi Arabia of the same type of virus. Not corona, but a different form of the same virus. The SARS virus.
Oh, okay.
Because this is a version of SARS. And they've had big outbreaks in Saudi Arabia for years over the SARS virus.
Really?
Yeah, from people eating camel. So, hey, man, they got them. I don't know what's funny about that. We got cows, they got camel. I bet you it's delicious.
I bet you to them, they make burgers out of fucking camels.
Yeah, it probably tastes fine. It probably does taste a lot like cow.
I would think
else.
So.
Who fucking knows? But either way, if you're paying attention, you would have known that this wasn't supposed to die in the heat. That was just things people say because they're thinking of the flu virus.
Shit
and
is getting so fucking crazy distorted in this fucking world. Mm-hmm. It's driving me fucking crazy.
It don't make any sense anymore.
No, it doesn't because I just was reading yesterday that, they opened up Kings Island and all that. And from what I understand, somebody I know went and they said, well, it all depends on who's running the ride on how good they clean it and shit afterward. But it just came out in Japan that there's a big fucking sign at their amusement parks that say, please don't scream on the rides because they don't want your mouth open. Swear to God, I can't make this shit up.
Well, the Japanese are kind of weird like that anyways. Have you ever watched a MMA event over in Japan?
Uh-uh.
It's complete silence.
Oh, is it really?
They don't cheer. They don't do anything. It's complete silence. You can hear all the hits. It's like no one's there until in between rounds and at the end they'll cheer in the beginning and everything else. But while the fight is actually going on, it's complete silence. So maybe I could see the roller coasters being like that, too. Them just sitting there enjoying it in silence.
Please don't scream.
Yeah, whatever.
You're going down this fucking massive hill, and you just have to...
It don't make any sense. The mask thing's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, but...
Not wearing it, just the argument over it.
Oh, me too.
I'm so fucking sick of it.
Apparently, a big part of my family says I ain't fucking wearing one.
Well, it's gone... I can't say it's gone completely down political lines, but it's 60-40 down political lines. You know what I mean? There's some people on the right that are, still wearing their mask and think it's important, but that number is a lot lower. And then most people on the left are fucking, besides the young people who vote left, but they're just wild people. So that, you got a lot of young people that still aren't wearing a mask.
I just don't understand, it's been proven that you could get it and not feel any symptoms at all. And I could get it and fucking die. So to me, it's just a matter of fucking just being fucking caring what your fellow people might face if they get it from you.
Yeah. Well, and this is a virus that everybody's learning about as they go along. What I mean? And so there's a lot of things that get changed. Yeah, as they learn more, they decide, well, this is how we should deal with this. And people act like if you said something back in March, that you have to stick to it.
Yeah, I know.
They don't realize that's not what science is about. Science is about continuing trying to find out the answers. By doing that, you test it and everything else, and if you find an answer that'll change your answer, you go with that answer.
Right.
That's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way science has always worked. But people like, they'll quote shit from March. The CDC said this. And it's from March, dude.
Yeah.
It's changed since then. It doesn't mean... the whole thing just drives me fucking nuts. Everybody it drives me crazy,
too.
People want to know their truth, and they want to prove their truth. And they'll go anywhere they can to prove their own truth.
Right.
And no matter where you go on the internet, you'll be able to prove your own truth.
Oh, yeah.
So, and as long as you convince that's your truth to begin with, you're never going to change, and you're always going to find some fucking source that proves it.
Yeah.
So it's a fucking... screaming at a wall anymore. It drives me fucking nuts. It's pissing in the wind.
But the thing about this fucking COVID that really makes my fucking head spin is that it is so fucking different to everybody who gets it. You know, like if you get the flu and I get the flu, our symptoms are going to be the same. Mm-hmm. We're going to be on the fucking couch for a few days. We're going to feel like we got kicked by a fucking horse and it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
But this thing, fuck, I know people that have had it, went through it and didn't even have a sniffle. Nothing.
There are more and more people coming out, and this conspiracy may start end up being truer, but there are more people coming out, the credible sources that are saying this is a man-made thing, that this was a virus in the factories, or not the factories, but over in the labs over in China that accidentally got out.
Really?
And they're saying that's a lot of the reason why it has so many different effects and science can't really put their finger on it.
Well, I mean, who knows if that's true or not,
but it makes sense. Why not? I mean, not every country does it, but a lot of, we do it. You know, America does it. We fuck with things. Obviously, China's going to be fucking with things. If it got out, it'd be bad.
Half the medications and shit were discovered by accident.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So that wouldn't shock me.
No, it wouldn't shock me either. But
either way, it's still a virus and it's still fucking people up. So how about you just put on your mask, you goddamn pussy?
I agree. Are you really inconvenienced to have a piece of cloth on your fucking face? You inconsiderate fuck. I'm sorry, but, and you know.
And have fun with it.
Yeah.
Go get a good cloth. Go get a cool picture, you know. Have a funny one.
It's not affecting your life very much where you have to be inconvenienced on putting a fucking mask on. And you're not going to do it because Trump told you not to wear a mask? Well, Trump's not a fucking doctor or a scientist. He doesn't know shit about it, just like we don't know shit about it. So how about you just try not to infect your fellow man and make them sick because they could die from it, you fucking bastard.
Yeah, it's just a cunty thing. I've always boiled down politics to a very base level, Republican, Democrats, as far as economic issues and somewhat social issues, but that goes either way. That, for the most part, the biggest difference in Republicans and Democrats are Republicans are naturally more selfish people. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? And it's not always a bad thing, and I'm not saying every Republican's a selfish cunt, but... overall, I think they're just more so selfish people. They want to keep what they got. They don't want to share. They don't want to do anything else.
Right.
Whatever. It's just a matter of opinion. But that's kind of way this is breaking down, too, because the people that aren't wearing masks are just being selfish people.
Well, that's all
they're
being. They
give a shit about themselves.
They're being more like, well, you're not going to tell me what to do. This is America. You're not going to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And no matter, I don't care about the fucking ramifications or what happens. You know what else is pissing me off lately? And I don't know if it's true. I have no fucking idea. But I know that a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorist-like people that I know are saying, well, yeah, my uncle went in, got in a car wreck, fucking died in a car wreck, and they put COVID on his death certificate.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't buy that shit at all. So they can pump up the numbers. And what do they get by pumping up the numbers? Fucking crippling economy. Money going fucking out the fucking tubes. That's what they get.
Yeah, it don't make any sense. Hospitals, to a certain extent, I don't know. I haven't looked into this, but I've heard that hospitals, the more COVID cases they get, the more money they're getting sent from the
government. I've heard that too.
And that could be, you know, I could see that part of some kind of a relief package thing that went through the Senate, but it definitely doesn't benefit America as a whole.
It can't.
So I don't really think it would be a government conspiracy at that point. Whether hospitals are doing it, they're trying to make more money, maybe. And I know they're testing a lot of people that died, like George Floyd, after he was killed by that cop, they tested him. He was positive. He had COVID.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Or he had the antibodies, something. He had it at one time or another.
Well, but I was also told that antibody thing isn't 100% yet.
You know, and I'm surprised the cops didn't put that on the corner, write that in. Well, he died from COVID, you know.
Well, or at least, you know, come out and say, hey, if he didn't have COVID, he wouldn't have choked to death or suffocated. You know, I'm surprised they didn't try that.
That's what I mean. Yeah, shit. Don't give him time. The trial hasn't happened yet.
No, it hasn't.
Who knows what stupid shit they're gonna come up with? But yeah, I think it happens from time to time, but I don't think it happens in the numbers. Like most things, it happens from time to time, but people act like it's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But there's people that are swearing by it, these crazy fucking people. We know
people
a couple
that
at work.
Swearing by everything.
But
man,
let's say, hypothetically, you had a family member that died, okay? And this family member had lung cancer. Fucking been battling lung cancer for years and eventually succumbed to it and died of lung cancer. And then you're handed the death certificate. It says COVID. You're going to go, fuck you, this wasn't COVID. Put lung cancer on that fucking thing.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Do you care? I don't give a fuck what it says on a death certificate. He's dead.
Well, I do. If I think to myself, well, you're only putting that there so you can make more fucking money.
Okay, well, yeah. If that was definitely part of it, then that would bother me, just in general. But I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. Now the child molesting thing's becoming bigger.
And that's hit the news. That was my hot button.
That hit the news this week. It don't make any fucking sense.
And I don't know
sense.
What TEDx is.
TEDx.
Yeah, it says a TEDx representative. And this is a young girl. TEDx, that's what it says, TEDx speaker, is arguing, now fucking actually putting up an argument, that pedophilia is a sexual orientation like lesbian or gay or trans, and they are not to be chastised or put down for it. They are be treated like equal human beings because they cannot help their fucking orientation. And I say, first of all, fuck you, fuck him, and fuck all of them.
Yeah.
Because being gay is a victimless crime. Your sexual orientation is victimless. Being a pedophile is not victimless.
Hey, you know when you just said that being gay is a victimless crime, that would be a great little clip to take out and
make
fun of
you. Oh, I said crime.
Because it's a fucking crime to
be gay. That's not what I mean.
I know that's
not
what you meant, but it's a great line.
But this woman is actually arguing, hey, don't look down on pedophiles.
Yeah, fuck her.
Accept them for who they are.
That's weird that this is where you're going with the pedophile thing that's going on. But yeah, that's bound to happen. Again, this is one woman. She's an idiot.
Yeah, a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
But she's in this organization that's saying the same thing.
It's probably an organization of 15 fucking dorks.
Probably.
You know what I mean? I don't care. It doesn't affect my life.
So what part of pedophilia is blowing up for you?
The fact that people think this is going on. The fact that people think that you can order a cabinet from Wayfair and some little fucking skinny Haitian kid's going to show up there with it.
Yeah, I know.
That they stole, you know, like...
Like there's
on,
no
man.
Such thing as a $10,000 cabinet, so
and
there's got to be a kid in there.
Yes. And guess what? I don't know if anybody's ever looked in the commercial property. There's such thing as a $10,000 cabinet.
Oh, fuck
well, they
yeah,
charge
there
the
is.
Fuck out of commercial. And that's even what Wayfair came out. This is a commercial cabinet. This is in the price range of what they cost. Now, I seen another one was like a $10,000 pillow, but I just figured that was a fuck
I don't
up.
Think that exists, unless it's got like gold on it or something. Because there's a restaurant in New York you can go and get a $5,000 steak that's literally coated in real edible gold.
Yeah. And then, you know, they'll post the articles of if you look up the letters describing the cabinet and put them in the Google search, missing kids are going to pop up. Like, they're going to make it that obvious.
Come on.
These fucking crazy people, dude.
Fucking crazy.
They're crazy. And, you know, they were saying the owner of Wayfair or the CEO stepped down. So I looked that up. No, he didn't. He didn't step down. And
no,
we actually work for someone that works, or not work was on. We know someone that works at Wayfair. We were talking to him about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we have the same boss.
So
like,
wait.
We're all just laughing about it.
Your smuggled kid that you're supposed to buy on Wayfair is going to survive the shipping, the crating, and you know, all the way to you? Are they putting a little fucking oxygen tank in there and some food so he has something to eat before he gets trafficked to your house?
I don't know. It's fucking crazy. And then that Giselle girl, whatever her name is,
Epstein's lady
got busted too. And that one could get interesting.
That one should. But first of all, because she has literally 7 or 8 foreign and European passports. So if they do give her bond or bail, she's fucking gone. You'll never, ever see her again.
Or she's dead.
She'll probably end up dead anyway.
Yeah, she's. I hope she goes to trial. I hope it all gets leaked.
Me too.
I hope everything they have comes out. I hope everybody that's been fucking kids on that island gets busted.
I agree.
I get a kick how it's political, depending on who you ask. They'll focus on the person that they hate. that went there and not the person that they liked was there also, because it's this one spans both sides of the aisle.
Oh, it does.
It's pretty much, if all the rumors are true.
When you say that fucking Jim Carrey was there, Will Ferrell was there,
well, here's
all these
my
fucking
thing,
celebrities
though.
That claim so
they have,
there.
So they have Fuck Island, or whatever you want to call it. Epstein's Fuck Island that's going on out there. And I know there is underage kids apparently that was going on there too. Now, is that a full-time thing, or is that a special weekend? You know what I mean? We celebrate the 4th of July once a year.
Yeah.
We don't celebrate it every day. So this, just as a comparison, maybe once a year they're out there fucking kids, but the rest of the time when Jay-Z flies out there, he's just going out and hanging on this island and maybe fucking regular people. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's
maybe
a possibility,
the kids was a weekend,
too.
So I just, people act like every single person that was on this guy's flight logs or anything like that is guilty of fucking kids.
Yeah, that,
and
that,
I don't
that's
think that's true. But some of them are, for
sure,
and I can't wait to find out who was.
I mean, he's got dirt on everybody. Well, she does.
She does now, yeah.
Yeah, because he had it, now she does.
But she's seen what happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's...
Well, yeah, he committed suicide.
Yeah, he committed suicide.
Killed himself. They, the guard fell asleep, and the other one was in the bathroom, and he committed suicide.
Cameras were out.
Oh, yeah, there's a million cameras on every...
It's kind of crazy how that works.
And they even had a fucking... They said in his cell they had tearaway sheets that would make it impossible to hang yourself because they would rip.
Yeah. And he had one of those great county coroners that just no matter what always goes with the state.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
The same one that Chauvin has up there in fucking Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, he choked to death on his own spit. I don't know what
did.
Happened. He had
I don't
gum
know.
In his mouth. Did you?
I'm surprised they didn't put COVID on his death certificate. So, other than the COVID shit that's depressing the fuck out of all of us, what else is going on? We watched the fights last night. What'd you think of them?
They were a good time, I guess. No, actually they weren't. Just because the main event was a bore.
It was a bore.
It was kind of expected for me. I thought Usman was going to grind out a decision. He's a smart fighter. He's going to play to his strengths. He's so much better of a wrestler than Masvidal will ever dream of being. Why would he stand up and fight him? It wouldn't make any sense. Of course, he's going to do what he did. He's going to push him against the cage. He's going to fucking stomp on his feet for three rounds. Basically.
And make him tired. That's what he did.
And win. He's going to win. You know what I mean? And that's all that really mattered. He knew that. You know, Usman will have some fun fights, but he's not going to try to have a fun fight against Masvidal because you'll get your shit knocked in.
You'll get killed, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I mean, Masvidal was throwing fucking haymakers when he was standing.
He played it smart. He won his match, but... You know, it wasn't that fun to watch.
No.
The other two, I liked the Aldo fight, although Aldo got beat up for an extra 2 minutes longer than he should have.
And the guy, and the fucking referee was standing right next to him.
That was one of the worst stoppages I've seen in a bit as far as letting him go on too long. I mean, it was literally like 40 punches. I, you know, sometimes you'll see one that'll get like three or four punches and you're like, hey, come on, knock it. This was 40 of those.
Yeah, and he was just holding his hands over his fucking head. That's not fighting back or defending yourself. That's just covering up.
No, someone's going to have to feed him soup for the next fucking 2 months. I mean, that guy lost some years off his life of that fight. That
he looks like 50 and he's only, what, 34, 35?
33.
See, he looks older
he's
anyway.
He's a young man, but he started, you know, that's a violent fucking sport. And
it
if
is.
You start that shit like Aldo did, he probably started it in his teenage years. You know, he's doing that for 20 years at this point, 15, 20 years of getting punched in the face and kicked in the liver. You're not going to look good.
Hey, let's play the Step Brothers game. If you could go into an octagon and fight any fucking person on the face of the earth, living or dead, who would you want to fight?
Who would I want to fight?
Yeah, because I remember on Step Brothers... I think it was Step Brothers they did that game. No, it wasn't. It was Fight Club. And Brad Pitt wanted to fight Abe Lincoln. I don't know why, but he wanted to fight Abe Lincoln.
Ah, shit.
You can go in there with toe-to-toe with anybody alive or dead.
Or dead, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm beating up Hitler, right? Don't you beat up Hitler if that's your option?
Well,
alive
yeah. You could easily say Hitler, Bin Laden. You could go after that, Saddam.
Bin Laden had that reach advantage. That dude's like 6'2", 6'3". I ain't fucking with
him. Oh, he was 6'5".
Oh, was he? Okay,
he was tall.
I ain't fucking with that. Hitler wasn't a big dude.
Skinny.
I think I could take Hitler.
Yeah, and you would enjoy doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's. That's good too. But I'm talking about somebody that you wouldn't totally out of left field. Like I would fight Hitler too. I would love to go in there with Hitler or Bin Laden. I'd just go for the legs with Bin Laden.
I'd like to beat up Tucker Carlson.
Would you?
Yeah. He's just a little twerp.
Nice.
I'd like to beat the shit out of Tucker Carlson.
I think I would fight, I would go in there with John McEnroe, I think.
The tennis player?
Yeah, the tennis player.
Well, for one thing,
he's a little bitch, and I never liked him.
Yeah, but he might be able to kick your ass.
He's much older than I am.
Well, okay.
And I saw him on an interview. He's pretty fucking skinny and pretty frail.
Yeah. That guy had attitude.
He had attitude. Oh, fuck. And you know, normally I like that attitude, but his was a crybaby bitch attitude.
Yeah, he was definitely a bitch.
I'd go after McEnroe.
Nah, don't blame you.
I'd give him a forehand to the fucking nuts.
Yeah, I'd definitely beat up Tucker Carlson. Probably a couple of those other guys.
There's a lot of guys I'd like to go in. There's a couple. I'd go in there with Rosie O'Donnell and give her a couple of kicks.
She might be able to take you.
She might.
Rosie would get wild on that ass.
Roseanne Barr. I go in there with Roseanne.
Fuck no.
You like Roseanne?
I know. I just don't want to fight her. She's crazy.
She's old.
She is old.
So you notice I'm not mentioning any real young people.
Good strategy.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Jussie Smollett. I might go in there and slap him around like a little bitch for a couple of rounds.
I guess. Wow. Isn't he gay?
Oh, he is gay, but still. Come on, man. What a bitch move.
I don't need that hate crime on me.
Well, because not only did he go, you know, saying it was a hate crime because he was black, mm-hmm. but because he was gay. So he was trying to get a double whammy. My question is, what did he hope to accomplish with that story? Did he hope to get money or just fame? Or
maybe he's just a crazy person. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know Jussie Smollett. I didn't know who the fuck he was before it happened. I've never watched a show that he was on. I don't even know what show it is. An Empire or some shit?
Yeah, something like that.
My wife watches it. It actually looks decent, but I've just never took the time to watch it, so I don't really give a shit about
that. He's not on it anymore, right? He got fired and all that shit?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm sure he did.
I don't know. That other dude's on it, Terrence Howard or whatever. Didn't he go through some shit, too?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so maybe they don't mind hiring some people like that.
Yeah, but Terrence Howard was fucking Academy Award nominated. And
he's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's a hell of an actor.
Yeah, great actor. All right, we got our buddy in town tonight, Get Pussy.
Oh, yeah, Get Pussy is in town. In town. Some reason I had his logo up earlier. Put it right back up.
Hey, pop us up there so I can see if there's any feeds. Or any comments that we need to be addressing?
There's not. These people suck. No, there hasn't been anything that needs addressed recently. All right. Shut up, Cincinnati. Oh, well, his name.
His name.
Have you looked?
Nope, I didn't look. Now, last week it was a double V, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a double letter this time?
It is a double letter.
I'm going... Clam Clasper.
Clam Clasper. Well, you got Crasper. The CC right.
Do I really? I got the VV right last time.
It is Cooter Crusher.
Cooter Crusher.
Cooter Crusher. All right. If you are at home and just got done jacking off and your girlfriend wife comes home early from work without telling you, and she is super horny and wanting to have sex when she walks through the door, what is your game plan? Do you make an excuse or just go ahead and bang her or just eat her pussy?
Well, if I ate her pussy, my dick would get hard again.
That was kind of what I was thinking.
So I'd be ready to go.
I don't know why you would make an excuse.
Well, I think what he's getting towards, well, you just got done nutting, you're not going to be able to nut again. I can.
Well, not only that, but I figured then you go straight to the foreplay then and fuck around with that maybe a little bit longer
yeah,
than normal.
Get yourself horny again.
Because, I mean, it doesn't take that goddamn long, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to chow the box.
I feel like you're lucking out, basically, if this happened.
Because you're going to last longer your second
night. That's what I mean. So now her first shot is going to be one of your better shots because, you know, like some people jerk off before they go out. And that's
cleaning the pipes.
Yeah, that would be why. So you're basically getting a head start. I don't see what the issue is here, one.
Yeah, I make no excuse. I go straight for the beeve. I love that word, beaver. And I just, if I'm not horny anymore, I get myself horny again. You know, that old male analogy, give me 15 minutes and a ham sandwich, I'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, instead of the ham sandwich, you're eating roast beef.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't see the issue. It seems to luck out to me. That seems like a perfect situation, honestly, unless you actually got caught jerking off.
Yeah, me too.
And then you got the 2 seconds of embarrassment.
You know what? 2 seconds. They masturbate, too.
Man, we got some flies flying around.
I know, and I'm trying not to fucking focus on them.
I bought a buzzer, and it's sitting on my front porch, a fly zapper.
It's not working.
Huh?
It's not working.
I haven't plugged it in yet. It's still sitting in the Amazon package on my front porch. So from now on, we'll be able to watch these flies get electrocuted live television.
I love that.
Oh, of course.
We'll put it down low enough where other people could see it, too.
I'm naming every fly that dies.
Anytime are you really?
Any fly that dies in this podcast, we get a name.
How about we bury them? Dig a little thimble-sized hole, put them in there.
And with my concrete ground?
Oh, you got grass outside.
It's true, I didn't.
Fuck flies.
What is the most exotic food you guys have ever eaten?
I'm a picky eater. I'm one of those assholes that doesn't venture too far out.
Yeah.
And it's all fucking in my head. You know, I won't eat this because I don't think I'll like it. I'm that guy.
So you haven't ate shit.
Well, I've eaten a lot of I've eaten a lot of game.
Yeah.
But, and I ate caviar one time, and caviar would be the answer to that question, but I fucking certainly didn't like it. I fucking hated it.
I've never had caviar, but it's mostly because I haven't had it offered to me and I wasn't going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I was going to have the Rocky Mountain oysters once.
Oh, really?
We were up in, I believe, Iowa somewhere.
The sheep balls?
Yeah. And it was on the menu and I was like, ah, fuck it. You know what I mean? Why not? Just for the joke, just for to say I've done it. But it was like $16, and I'm like, I ain't paying that much just for a joke.
For a set of nuts, yeah. I mean, I've eaten rattlesnake.
I've never had snake. I would eat snake. So that's, yeah, you're
yeah,
more
snake
than
caviar.
You think. Yeah. I mean, I've had gator, which I guess isn't that weird, squid, a bunch of the weird Japanese things.
Yeah. What do you say, exotic?
Yeah.
I've eaten, let me take that back then. You ever go to fucking Jungle Gyms? Mm-hmm. They have a giant beef jerky section, and they've got literally almost every fucking animal you can imagine in beef jerky form, and I've eaten a lot of those weird ones. I'd what was it? Not kangaroo.
I'd eat kangaroo.
Would you?
Yeah. I think there's very little things I would not eat.
I don't know, man. I'm real fussy about that stuff.
I'd eat a person.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
If you were on a fucking rugby team that crashed in the Andes.
Well, definitely then. But I think if I went to a restaurant and they had person on the menu, I'd give it a try.
Unless it was $16, then that's a little bit too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, reasonably priced person, I think I'd eat them.
You would? No, you actually would not.
I'd take a bite. Well, you got to try it, right?
That's fucking cannibalism, dude.
Yeah, I feel like cannibalism is only cannibalism if you're the actual one that killed him and stuff.
Now, if you were sitting there and some waiter brought you and said, "This is human being on this plate." Would you ask what part of the human being? Would you say, hey, is that an arm?
I'd have lots of questions.
Is that an arm? Is that a leg?
Is it a boy? Is it a girl? What color are they? What's their background? How old were they when they died?
How about if you said, I'm going to try person. Give me person. Just give me a piece of person. Tell me what it is. And they brought you a nice sauteed grilled cock.
No.
And it was just a cock.
I'm not eating dick, no matter what. Dick's ages.
Are you that homophobic? You're eating a person. You're a fucking cannibal, but you're not going to eat the dick.
Yeah, I'm not weird. No, I mean, if I had to eat a person, I'm thinking I want them in their 30s. I'm thinking something from South America. I think they'd be sweeter.
Shea Dahmer had served that. He had a lot of Hispanic and black men that he killed and ate.
I want them in shape. You know, I want some lean muscle. I have my limits, but yeah, I'd try human. Anyway.
Oh my God. I wouldn't try human. No, for fucking nothing. I would eat a horse's asshole before I ate a person.
I might still eat a horse's asshole regardless. All right. If you're having sex with a girl and you're not using a condom and there is no discussion beforehand about where your load's final destination is, where would you blow it? And I'm talking about a split second decision. Is it on her tits, her chest, facial, or just blow it in the pussy, etc.?
Well, if it's a split second, I'm pulling out and just getting the belly, I think. Because I really hate pulling out. That's why I always wear a condom.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do pull out, it's going to be at the very fucking last minute. I am not going to be able to pull out, maneuver myself around to the titties and get those. You know what I mean? When I pull it out, it's starting its trip already.
Yeah.
So I'd say just on the belly. But I am never, ever, ever going to choose inside the vagina.
Which is where we differ. I'm choosing that every single
time.
See,
I'm not.
Yeah, I don't care.
You make a baby, your life is different. This girl, you piss this girl off, you're a fucking rapist suddenly. She goes to the fucking cops, your DNA's in there.
You're a rapist.
Hey, girls can do that. If you have sex with a girl and you piss her off for a sudden, she can say, hey, this guy forced himself on me and date raped me. They run a fucking swab on the vag and you're in there. What do you do?
I don't know. I'm not that worst case scenario kind of guy. I'm not a scared fella.
You're coming in there, though.
Yeah, it's a good time.
No, I'm going belly. I'm going belly. Don't ever go inside. There's
whatever.
There's just too many repercussions there. You're 40 years old. You can still make babies.
No, I'm married. My wife doesn't even have a uterus.
But hold on a second. This wasn't a wife question.
I know.
This was a bar skank.
Well, I have no
opinion. Yeah, I'm going right on the belly. I'll probably play swimming pool with it.
Swimming pool.
It's my favorite game. I love it.
Do you dive in?
No,
like a little hand thing.
If they got a deep enough belly that I could dive in, I'd be fucking running. Yeah, I'm going belly every time. Or butt, depending on the position.
Well, thank you again, Get Pussy 69, for being our only dependable listener.
Yeah, he is. And you know what? We're still asking you fuckers to email and send questions in. I don't know why you don't. You if we're giving away pocket pussies, you tune in and you're active then, fucking send us an email. You don't have to use your name. Like the fucking weirdos we're looking at having on our show.
Yeah. So let's give a little update of what we're doing as far as future guests are concerned. Chris, you put an ad in what website?
Explain. I put an ad. it's a hookup website. You remember a couple years ago when you used to be able to go to Craigslist and look for a lady to fuck or a guy to fuck, whatever. Well, they cut all that down. Backpage was the same way.
Yeah, I remember the Casual Encounters thing. I used to like looking through it because it was just hilarious.
Oh, hilarious.
I mean, it was 70% were just pictures of guys with their cocks. Like, hey, ladies, want to jump on this?
And yeah.
Some like goofy looking guy with a big dicks on there.
But chances are someone at some point jumped on it.
Yeah, that's probably why they're
now,
on
obviously,
there.
That Craigslist probably leaned more towards the gay lifestyle. But this one that I found, it's called Double List. And it's basically the exact same as Craigslist, and it's got all these different, if you're a man looking for a man looking for a woman, a man looking for a couple, whatever. And I put an ad in every one of those that said, hey, we run a local podcast, and we're looking for people with unusual sexual fetishes or practices that wouldn't mind calling in and being a guest on the show. And I've gotten a lot of responses.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to one person that really wanted to share this stuff, and I had to say no to it because I think it was some pretty fucked up shit. Now, I don't mind fucked up shit, but I specifically asked him if these things were legal, and he hinted around that no, they're not.
Yeah.
You know, I want a girl to call in and say, yeah, in 5 minutes I'll be rubbing Peter Pan on my snatch, and my dog's going to be looking at it. That's the stuff we want.
You said this guy... He contacted you saying he was interested and he had all sorts of fetishes that he wanted to divulge about or
right.
whatever. First thing you said he did is he asked to see our podcast. So you gave him a link to our podcast and he watched it. And then he wrote you back wanting to know your fetishes.
Right.
So obviously this guy was interested in you too.
Well,
at least to a certain extent.
He basically said to me, now, I said very clearly in these ads that we're not looking to poke fun at you, even though it's a comedy podcast, and we're going to say some funny shit, but we're not calling just to fucking tear you up and down. We want to hear from people that actually do this. And he said, well, tell me about some of your fantasies. And I said, well, no, that's not the point of this. I'm not going to tell you about mine. He goes, well, if you tell me about yours and makes me horny, I'll tell you more about mine.
Yeah.
And I said, well, A, I'm not gay. B, yeah. I'm not bi or curious. And C, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, C, no.
Yeah, do you want to know my fantasies? Tune into the podcast every week. I'll tell them to you.
Yeah, yeah. You'll say it in a joking form, not on a backroom
right.
conversation with
I'm not here to
creeper.
Make a man horny.
No, it's weird.
But he had said that he would do it anonymously, as did several people thus far. And then I said, well, he said, what's off limits? And I said, anything illegal. And what I meant by that strictly was children.
Yes.
I don't care if you want to say you fucked a sheep or at a trip to your uncle's. I'm good with that. I'll hear that.
Well, then maybe you should ask one more question.
What's that?
Does this involve children? Because if he would have said no, and then you got the other illegal stuff, well, then maybe we could have took that call.
Yeah, see, I'll take any call that doesn't involve children.
He could have been a dead person fucker.
Or hurting people. I'm not into the...
No, I'm not into hurting... Not in the children. I would talk to a necro, though, for 10 minutes
I would
on
too.
The phone.
Fuck, I would,
not,
too.
Not in person. I don't want to be anywhere. I don't want to be in the same room with a necro.
And I want him to call and put private number on the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yes. He's getting some Google phone number I'm going to make up randomly.
Yeah, and like, that's it.
But I have some questions for him, you know?
Right, but I have got other people have responded. As a matter of fact, one responded last night. We were watching the fights.
Yeah.
Another man. Mm-hmm. That said, he wanted to get fucked by four or five guys at one time.
Yeah, and this was an older one, too.
Yeah, he was like well into his 60s.
It's like 68.
But the one that I think will be our first guest is I've got a couple who's into the swinging lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they're really into it, like to the point of every weekend is either some swinger retreat or something like that, gang bangs, all that. And they are on vacation now, but when they get back, they will be calling in and telling us about their lifestyle, and we can ask questions about how'd you get into this? Did you freak out the first time you saw some wife, your wife taking a big dick mm-hmm. that wasn't yours? So I reposted them. I the weirdos are out there. And when I say weirdos, if you're listening, people, we're weirdos. But I want the weird sex people. That's what I want. I want somebody to call and say, yeah, I've always thought about a dog taking me from behind. Stuff like yeah, that.
I'd like to hear from that person.
That's what I want to hear about. And that's what I'm hoping we get. So I'm going to keep pushing this ad. And
we'll see what we get. Yeah, and in the meantime, we're having the swingers on next weekend. So if you guys have any swinging questions, send them your way. We'll ask the questions to,
yeah, think about them.
To the people we're phone interviewing with.
This is a real couple. Mid-40s is what they are. They've been doing the swinging thing for about 10 years. They go to all the swinger clubs. They go to vacation retreats, all swinger stuff. So it should be an interesting phone call. That's next week.
Right on, man.
Yeah. So other than that, I'm hoping to find some really fucked up people out there.
We're just reaching out for the weirdos.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Well, I want the weirdos on.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, this fucking show's all about weirdos.
Yeah. I like laughing.
Yeah, I do too. So what else is happening? Anything good?
I got nothing this week, buddy. I really don't.
Well,
it's been a boring week.
I have a lot of dildos and vibrators and cock rings in my car because the winners from last week haven't picked them up yet.
Yeah, a few people did, but not much.
Guys, I've got all your prizes. If you won, they're all in my car. They're in the trunk of my car, just waiting to be fucked or turned on. And all you got to do is fucking call me.
Hey, you know what I've noticed that you do?
What's that?
I'm watching this podcast.
What?
And when you want to address the audience, you always address the TV.
Do I?
Yeah, you did that all the time when the TV was over here. We've changed spots in the garage here. But, yeah, you do that a lot. Now you just did it. You're like, now you know I got.
Well.
Right there is where we need to look at when we address the audience.
You ever hear that they always tell actors in the movies and TV, don't ever stare at the camera?
Yeah. Maybe like staring at the camera. I get creepy about it sometimes.
So, you know, we've got these other contests that we're looking into. I had an idea for one. And everybody remembers the penthouse forum because I used to love those. I beat off to those my whole teen life. Mm-hmm. About the guy that goes to the library and there's nobody in there, but turns out the librarian's hot as fuck and blah, blah, blah. I thought of doing a contest for the listeners to create their best penthouse forum story. Now, if one of those actually makes my dick move at all, you're probably going home with the molded ass and pussy thing or the dildo. These are expensive prizes. I also thought of, you remember when you were a kid, a really little kid, you would see ads in the paper of like a pirate or a turtle and it would say, draw me.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then you draw exactly that and you send it in and they said, hey, you're going to win $100 towards art lesson, some bullshit thing. I want to see a bunch of pictures of Blumpkins. Because I know a lot of people have artistic ability. I'm racking my brains trying to come up with a cool contest to give this stuff away. Maybe you guys could help. What do you think a good contest would be?
That if we can get a bunch of people to draw like posters of Blumpkins, that would be the best.
That's what I want.
Then we have something to put on the studio walls, too.
That's what I want. I want a whole... There's people out there with artistic ability.
Yes.
Draw a picture of a dude getting a Blumpkin. And for those of you that don't know what that is...
A Blumpkin is when you sit on the toilet and you take a shit and then you get a boner and you have your lady or man, I'm not judgmental, it's 2020, suck your dick while you're taking a shit.
That is a Blumpkin.
Yes. It's a very, very exclusive club.
I
don't know anybody that's ever had a Blumpkin.
Nor do I. And you can't find it. You can't find a video or a picture on the internet of somebody getting a Blumpkin.
Yeah, there's not much Blumpkin porn out there. There's not much of anything. I mean, and which makes sense. I'm not jerking off to watching a guy getting a Blumpkin.
I'm not either, but a lot of shit out there that you can see a million videos of, I'm not jerking off to either.
Yeah,
Blumpkins aren't. Not one Blumpkin video?
If that creep that texted you or emailed you and about the illegal stuff said he was into Blumpkins, we'd be full go.
I'd be talking to you today, right? Yeah, now
exactly. So they're not illegal. There's nothing wrong. I'd much rather you be a fan of Blumpkins than child molestation.
I would too. So that's another possibility. Draw us a picture of somebody getting a Blumpkin.
Yeah, I'd like that, please. Blumpkin it up, guys.
So I mean, we're into the weird shit, you know that. Yeah, we didn't. Jason's got the bubble guts today.
Yeah,
so
that shit didn't even look like shit.
It look like?
Like someone spray painted the toilet water black. It was just wrong.
Black?
Oh, a very dark brown.
Really?
It didn't look healthy.
Hey,
make out the vid. I don't know.
Yeah, that's bad. So, guys, we'll come up with our contest next week. We'll give you an idea. But we're going to give a lot of stuff away. I always get a lot of concert tickets. We'll give concert tickets away. We'll give all kinds of shit away. But we need participation from your asses. So we need more people to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're still looking for that. I watched a video the other day. You ever seen those fucking reaction videos where people will put the headphones on and they'll listen to a music video and they'll tell you if they like it or they don't like it?
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, I watched this horrible fucking guy. He was not funny. He wasn't... he was a dork.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's doing a fucking reaction video to, what's it called? They wouldn't know whatever. Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's doing a reaction video because Dave Grohl was on the drums on that. And,
great song.
Yeah. Great song. I like Queens of the Stone Age. But he was doing a reaction video and he was like, man, look how tight that drummer is. Dave Grohl. They don't even know the names, you know.
Kings of Leon.
Yeah, Kings of Leon. But look at that drummer, Dave Grohl. He's a good one. Yeah, these guys are pretty tight. And I looked down, and it said 140,000 subscribers and like 400,000 views on this video. I'm like, this is fucking garbage.
Well, yeah, it's just a guy being an idiot. I think that's
dog shit.
Yeah.
We're being idiots. We want that many subscribers. We're being real idiots, though. Oh, my God. Dave Grohl, he's rocking. Look at that.
Grohl.
He's doing good.
He is fine.
Yeah. You know, fucking.
Height drummer.
Fuck Nirvana or Foo Fighters, but that Dave Grohl rocks. But I'm saying you get a million subscribers and views, some of the worst fucking videos I've ever seen.
YouTube's a weird thing. My kid's obsessed with it, so I'm constantly seeing these videos and these. Especially the stuff that's towards kids and stuff. You usually got these goofy-ass adults just being just dorks.
Yeah.
And you'll look at them, they'll have a million subscribers, and they're probably making a few hundred thousand dollars a year doing these videos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's nothing to them. And they're, but
I mean, kids, some of them are real quality, like that Batman dad.
A couple
those
of them
are funny.
Yeah, a couple of them are very quality, but either way.
Yeah, but my son watches this one. That one's funny.
Yeah, that one is funny.
My son watches this one. It's a little girl. She's about... 7-8 years old, and every day she gets on there and shows you how to do something like make a turkey by tracing your fingers on the paper plate and cutting it out and putting feathers on it. Like hundreds of thousands of views on this fucking video. I don't get it.
One of these days, man,
I know
we'll have a global hit. Well, you know, we got like 348 views on our Do You Take Your Balls Out When You're Pee video.
348, that's good. But my question is, how do these motherfuckers that are drawing turkeys on their fucking hands, how are they getting the word out to get that many viewers? I mean, how do they get on the search? You know what I mean?
I think, well, I mean, the search happens after you get so many views, I think.
Does it?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of algorithms and everything else that people know and figure out. Because
there's some
how to
bad
do
ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know.
I don't understand YouTube. I don't understand
I don't
how
either.
It works.
This guy that, got the headphones on. Dave Grohl. Yeah, this guy's good, man. This guy's tight.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about it.
Yeah, because I watched it.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, but you watched it.
But my whole point is, that motherfucker doesn't have 200,000 friends.
No, well, yeah, that's a whole different story.
How do you get that next fucking level? That's my question.
You ever done any of those multi or those marketing things where you do that?
Pyramid schemes?
No. Yeah, that's a different story. Which, by the way, Uniquers, it's a pyramid scheme. Go fuck yourself. You're part of a pyramid scheme. It's all right. You can make some money. Have some fun.
You can make
money.
Hang
out with your girls. They do give you good trips. You're still part of a pyramid scheme. Anyway,
I've been into a pyramid scheme when I was young.
So lots of people. Really?
Yeah, surprisingly. Because it was a water filter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was a water filter system. You could hook it up to your sink. You could hook it up to your fucking bathroom and, you know, shower. And then they had a handheld one for you to purify your water. And I don't remember the name of it, but this guy that was one of the, you know, the bottom line is on these pyramid schemes, how you get the money is by getting 20 other people to sell the shit for you, okay, with your name on it. But this little fucking water filter, you took it in your fucking hand, you could pour a Coca-Cola in the top of this bitch, and water would come out the fucking bottom. And I said, that is a fucking miracle.
You got me.
You got me. And I spent the next 3 months calling every relative I know and banging on some doors, and I sold zero.
Yeah, see, that's the way most of them is.
Fucking zero.
And they don't give you shit anyways when you do sell something.
No.
A lot of those, they take a base product, they charge four or five times the price of what it should cost. You get to keep maybe the original cost, which is, you know, you'll see you sell something for $50. You might get to keep $5-$10.
Yeah.
They get 40, and then you get your friends to join in too. It's
right.
It's a
I got even with them. I won in the end.
Oh, yeah.
I kept all the fucking ones they gave me to show people.
Yeah.
Kept them all. $2,000 worth of shit.
How many Columbia Health CDs did you get over the years?
So many.
Yeah. I love those back in the
20
day.
20 CDs for $8 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, a million of them.
And then you just never do anything else that you're supposed to do with it.
Oh, no, because you're supposed to buy three more at regular club prices.
Yeah,
and
the regular
the next
club
prices
were like $29.99
yeah.
for a CD. They
but it was still a good deal. You know, so I'd sit there and I'd go through them. Buy nine. You get nine now for free, and you buy three more in the next 3 years. And fuck no, I never bought the more. Fuck no.
No, you got the CDs and you're done. I got so many off of that.
I did too.
Because there was Columbia House, and then there's another one that did it too.
Yeah.
I forget what the other one was called, but I think I did Columbia House two or three times and the other one a couple times. So you're looking at like 45 CDs altogether that I got. I'm picking some shit I don't really want that much. I'm like, you know, because I didn't have that.
But remember how cool it was when you would order those and they would show up in the fucking mail? You'd be like, God,
best.
I got this shit. Yeah. Now you fucking order something on Amazon, it's there tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like nothing anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
I ordered some fucked up stuff by mail order when I was a kid because that's all we had. I remember one time I wanted in this fucking magazine, same magazine that had Draw Me with the fucking pirate on it, sold this 6-foot floating scary Frankenstein for $1.99. Now, back then it was probably like, I don't know, like $20 now. And I asked Mom, I said, give me $1.99. I got to have this big, giant floating Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, you can do some work around the house.
You earned that Frankenstein.
To earn that Frankenstein. Well, I ordered the Frankenstein, and it came. And it was basically a piece of tissue paper with a picture of Frankenstein on it.
Yeah.
And it had a little eyelet on the top of his head. You tie a string to it and hang it in your fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
It was a piece of fucking paper.
Yeah.
Thin, like the shit you put in presents, you know, that paper.
Yeah.
I was like, at fucking $1.99, I fucking watered plants and shit for this thing for a fucking week. But shit was a fucking ripoff back then.
It was never worth it.
Fuck no.
Never, ever. I was the king in my early 20s probably of getting fucked up every night and ordering shit off like Home Shopping Network. I had so many like useless knives.
See, I never bought anything off those.
Well, you didn't have the pot problem I had, I think.
Right.
And I was just sitting around watching TV and just going, I could use that. You know, next thing I know, I got a fucking weird cheesecloth showing up in my house the next couple days. And it was always, you know, $29.99, but if you buy it right now, $9.99 plus free shipping plus a free ice maker. You're just like, yeah, I'll take it.
Well, that's what happens every time I look at Wish. That stuff looks so fucking...
Wish does look awesome.
It looks awesome.
And you buy now if you want it by Christmas.
Yeah, of next year. Yeah. But I got one thing from Wish. It took like 6 weeks to get it. It was half the size you would think it was, and it was basically garbage, you know. But they sell some stuff on there that you're like, hey, that
I saw some weird shit. I get weird things advertised to me.
Me too.
It's almost like Wish knows I got a little dick or something. They have those little stuff-in dicks that they sell. Or to make it show up in the front of your pants.
Oh, yeah.
And who the fuck is buying that, for one thing? But why is Wish advertising it to me, goddammit? What do you know? What's going on here?
Well, you know, you Google shit, and it appears. Like, the other day, I Googled one of those fucking things that delivers meals to your house already prepared. All you got to do is stick it in the oven. You know those?
Yeah.
Like, there's a billion of them.
Uh-huh.
And on my Facebook feed now, there's 20 different companies trying to sell me these fucking meals.
And I'll tell you what those meals. We had our old neighbor.
Home chef or whatever.
Yeah, our old neighbor at our old house had some money. Like, you know, we had our little shitty house, and the house next to us was like $500,000.
Yeah.
So, and he was a single guy with a job making good money, and he got those things. But he would never cook them, so he'd give them to us a lot of times. And they were the most complicated fucking meals, though. He was like, yeah, sure, home meal. They give you all the ingredients, but it's very little ingredients. They're all little kind of little-ish kind of meal, especially if you split them for two people.
Right.
And they're fucking complicated. Like, I don't got an hour to make this meal. This is why I fucking ordered it.
But I think they've changed that now.
Oh, I'm sure they have different ones.
They even come in a little fucking thing that goes right in the oven.
No, they have different kind of meal plans. This particular company, I think, was more the fancy kind. But it just cracked me up, because who the fuck, especially a single guy, he's going to sit around and do all this extra work just to make his meal. Like, the guy's
making a rack of lamb and shit.
Yeah, Outback's right up the street. He's probably going to eat that fucking four times a night. I ain't going to fucking waste my time with that.
But this shit's expensive. I was looking into this one. It was a keto meal plan.
Mm-hmm.
We send you
meat
every week. We send you, basically. We send you two meals a day every week.
Yeah.
It was like $79.
Oh, especially when you get into the specialty diet meals.
I'm like, I'm still going to be hungry after I eat that little fucking TV dinner.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
It's the same thing with everything. My wife is gluten-free. And if you go and look at the gluten-free stuff, it's so expensive.
It's ridiculous.
Like, wait a second. I should be paying more for the gluten. They took it out. Now I got to pay more?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I want my fucking gluten.
Yeah.
Hey, Carmen, does he look better in jeans when he wears the dick enlarger? I know. You know what? When I was at the club, we used to have strippers. They used to come in, okay, Chippendales and whatnot. And I was talking to one of the guys. They, you know, it always looks like they got this 10-inch dick under there.
Mm-hmm.
They make these rubbers. It's a rubber.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last 4 inches of it is this foam dick-shaped stuff that's in the rubber. So when you put it on, and you even can fuck with these.
Really?
Well, yeah, because you get the rubber on it. They see the rubber. And they see this massive fucking dick in there.
Yeah.
And, you know,
does it give them any pleasure, though?
Well, it's like it's foam, but it's like a hard foam. I mean, it'd feel like your dick, probably.
No, not the girl. I'm talking about the guy.
Well, once you get past the foam and your actual dick gets in there, you're going to feel something, but you're not going to hit the back. The foam is hitting the back.
That's what I mean. I don't really.
No, but, you know, sometimes it would be nice to dupe some girl into thinking I just had this big, fat, fucking monster dick, you know? But they don't make a fat dick rubber.
No.
They only make a long dick rubber, and I've got that covered.
My my old band used to, not me, but Miguel, Miggy and Adam, used to dress up in tights for all of our shows. They'd wear wrestling singlets and shit. And every time...
That's such a scary thought. I got a visual of that already.
Well, yeah, it was two fat guys in wrestling singlets. It was right. Funny. I mean, we were pretty much a comedy band. But they would dress those every time, and Miggy would always stuff his singlet. Always.
With what? A pair of socks?
Like
whatever?
But it would look gigantic. You know what I mean? Like, it would be right down to the edge of his thigh, and it would be this fucking thick. But it looked fucking hilarious every time.
He was wearing, like, skin-tight stuff, and then well, this
it was
monster.
It was a wrestling singlet. I mean, skin-tight. It's...
And Miggy was the singer, right? So he'd be
Miggy,
up front.
Miggy was the guitarist. I was the singer. But either way...
You ever wish you had just an enormous, giant dick?
Well, yeah and no. It's a yes and a no thing. I mean, depends on the time of the day, I guess. Because a ginormous dick would be a pain in the ass, like, while you're working. You know, or like, through the majority of your day. You know, it's a struggle. You know, the gigantic dick only, benefits you maybe a couple hours a day at most, and that's if you're the biggest pimp in the fucking world. No one's fucking 24/7. The rest of the day, you just got to deal with this giant dick.
And in your case, you would have to be single to get that giant dick. Your wife weighs probably 100 pounds.
Not even that.
But I'm saying she's a very skinny woman. Yeah, yeah. She couldn't handle a fucking a dick like that. A lot, most women couldn't. But the ones that could, wouldn't it be nice just to pull it out and just fucking lay it on the table like that?
And it makes that noise.
Yeah, just like Nick the Dick on Bachelor Party. Remember that movie?
No.
Oh, he was fucking Bachelor Party was a classic, even though it was Tom Hanks. They go to this fucking strip.
Child molester.
Come on, man.
I don't really believe it.
Of course you don't believe it. Because he was at the Epstein Island. Is that why?
I don't know. Because he's rich.
Yeah, but he was at Epstein Island.
He's Satan. Anyways, go on.
The other day, they go to this fucking bachelorette party at a strip joint, a male strip joint. And this guy, the waiter's name is Nick the Dick.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, hi, Nick. And he said, the dick. And he comes out with their food, and he's got their food. And his cock is filling a foot-long hot dog bun.
Oh.
And he's got his cock in this bun. And he says to the old lady, he said, do you order the foot-long? And she goes, is that the foot-long? And he said, and then some. And she grabs a hold of it, and she's yanking on this fucking thing. And he's just sliding forward. And they actually showed a little snippet of that dick. And I was thinking, I would like to have that for a week, you know, just to go to fucking bars, pick up some girl and fucking unleash this beast on her one time.
I think I'd end up in jail, and not from doing anything like
rapey
or anything. I would have a hard time not being a flasher.
Oh, I mean, fuck
not
yes.
The kids or
and
anything.
I'm talking a big giant dick that was soft. You know what I mean? One of those fucking arms that falls down.
Yeah, you barely ever not see it. There wouldn't be a night going by that I didn't plop that
me
somewhere
either.
Just for the joke.
And I wouldn't be getting fives and sixes on my fucking score either.
We haven't got a score in a while.
No, we haven't asked for one because you said I was talking about my dick too much, so I backed off.
You were talking about it pretty often there. I didn't say it. I think other people said it. But
they rescheduled the sex orgy party. It's coming up.
It's
supposed to come up in 2 weeks now. I would have to get somebody to switch with me. I can't call in.
You gonna take a point for the orgy?
No, but I will switch a day for the orgy.
There you go.
Yeah,
looking at you, Pettigrew.
And Gary Kasel.
Yeah.
So anything else going on?
For the show, Gary. For the show.
Yeah, you know what? We got to have Kasel or Rogers in here one time for a guest.
I'd love to have either of those two.
Gary Kasel can sit here for probably 15, 20 minutes and tell you how to bet baseball like a fucking professional handicapper.
Well, I'm sure people
how to
really
hedge your
care
bets
about that.
And whatnot. He actually, he told me that's his dream.
And by the way, I did really well last night. And my MMA betting.
Did you?
Yeah, I
made $18.
I don't bet a lot of money, but I did. I increased my bottom line 50% last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I almost didn't double my money.
Well, yeah, I asked you before every fight who you took, and pretty much everyone you took won.
Yeah, the only fight I lost was Masvidal, which I didn't expect to win that, and that's why I did kind of hedge that a little bit with an Usman decision. So I was only lost $6, I think, on that. I would have won like 40 if it was hard to
take Masvidal last night.
And it was a fan move. And that's why I hedged it. I mean, if I really believe in a bet, I'm not going to hedge it. I didn't believe in it. I hedged it. It was a hope. It was a big payoff if it hit. And I'm a big Masvidal fan. So I was really just hoping.
Right.
But the rest of the card, man, I nailed not only the winners, the parlays, but I got prop bets of winning by certain ways at certain times and shit.
Yeah, took Rose. You had Rose winning.
I had Rose winning. I think I had Rose winning by decision, so I was right on that one. I had Reba's winning over Paige Van Zandt. I had Peter Yan or whatever the fuck his name is beating Aldo, and I had that by KO, which I almost missed out on because the fucking ref sucked. Jesus Christ. I started to think the ref was after my
$15. You had like 40 seconds left or something when he finally called
it. Oh, it was insane,
man. He almost fucking lost.
It was absolutely insane that they weren't calling that fight. I really think they were after my $15 there for a couple seconds. It was
As long as we're on a sports subject, I've just got to ask your opinion. Patrick Mahomes.
Worth it.
$500 million.
Worth it.
I agree 100% that he's the real deal. He's the best quarterback in the league.
Great deal for the team, in my opinion.
Well, because they locked him down for 10 fucking years.
And we're looking at that $50 million a year he's going to make in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th year as this gigantic amount, which, don't get me wrong, it's a gigantic amount. But in 5 years, compared to other quarterbacks that have come along maybe or Jackson, maybe when he gets his super deal and stuff, they might be making $70 million at that point. Who fucking knows? Could be. So he's locked down for a $50 million price tag, which is gigantic right now. But in 10 years, that might not be that gigantic. You might be getting a hell of a deal with Mahomes. And he's still young.
Well, but, you know, that's what half these guys do. They negotiate these giant monster fucking deals. And then 4 years later, they think, oh, I can do better. And they say, I'm going to hold out till we renegotiate my fucking contract.
You are right about that.
So there's no protection for the teams there.
I'm
not going to play because this guy now is getting $51 million,
yeah,
and I want to be the highest, so I need to get more. So even though I've got 8 years left on my contract, I'm going to stop playing for you right now, and I'm going to hold out until we renegotiate.
Yeah, but how often does – I mean, they can hold a team or hostage like that, but how often does it really work out for the players?
Well, it hardly ever does.
You know, I mean, I think it helped Zeke last year.
It didn't work out for Le'Veon Bell. It
did not work at all for Le'Veon Bell.
It didn't work for Melvin Gordon.
Fucked out. It didn't work out for Melvin Gordon. I mean, with the exception of Elliott, who didn't – did he even end up holding out? I mean, he
– yeah, he didn't come back for – he was the longest holdout, wasn't he? Or Melvin Gordon,
Gordon
was?
Gordon was. I thought Elliott was back when the week one.
He was there for week one.
That's what I mean. So it really wasn't much of a holdout. He was still there. He still played the whole year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and supposedly he was training or whatever in Mexico or wherever the fuck he was.
So usually this doesn't even work out for anybody. I think you're going to see more and more of that where it's not going to work out and you're going to see less and less people trying it. But who knows?
Okay. But
running back is such a tough position, though, because when you're in that, especially an Elliott guy, running backs just don't have the careers anymore. You know, like the long careers. Adrian Peterson's still out there doing it to a certain extent. But he might be the last of the dying breed there. They're
just getting beat up too
much. They get a 6-year run or something like that. So when you're the best of the best, like Elliott is, and you're only probably going to get a 6-7 year run, you need to maximize that run. It's not like a quarterback where you can get a 10-year deal and shit.
Yeah, but the ironic part of that is he holds out. He gets his better deal that he wants in his rookie contract, mind you. And I don't think you should be allowed to when you're under a current contract. You know what I mean? You got 1 year left on your rookie deal, but then you hold out and then you tell us what you want. But when he came back, didn't have a phenomenal year.
No, not like
he did the year before.
You're right.
And that's happened to a lot of fucking people. I mean, look at Le'Veon Bell when he went to the fucking Jets. Didn't do dick.
Well, he went to the fucking Jets.
That was his choice.
No, I get you, but no one's done dick on the Jets
forever. But he didn't improve his value at all by holding out. He lowered his value.
And he lost money by not taking that one-year franchise tag.
He obviously just did not want to play for the fucking Steelers anymore.
Yeah.
Didn't want to be a Steeler anymore.
Yeah, I don't get that. And Le'Veon Bell really doesn't seem like – it's not like the other douchebag out of Pittsburgh that just ruined his career, Brown. Le'Veon Bell doesn't seem like a nutcase or anything.
He I also heard that there was two teams looking at re-signing fucking AB.
I mean, if he cleans up his act, he's a steal. You know what I mean? But it's a matter of if the guy can clean up his act and become sane again. I think he just lost it.
Well, but getting back to Mahomes, let me ask you this. Next year, first game of the year, God forbid, here comes fucking Aaron Donald, busts his fucking leg. Okay? How much of that money is guaranteed on the hook? Are they still going to have to pay him like over $100 million?
Yeah, I believe. Well, I don't know about $100 million.
I heard it was over $100 million was the guarantees.
I think it was. I mean, out of $500, that makes
sense. That's a hell of a fucking risk. Now, if I'm a fucking NFL team owner, the first person I'm going to risk that money on is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but
there's
you
no
also
doubt.
Do remember that they have insurance on that risk.
Yeah, they do.
That's not like a complete loss.
No, but it is a loss.
It's a loss, but they take an insurance policy out of it, so they don't lose that much money in the deal, but they're still losing salary cap. They're still losing everything else that they're going to need to have a good team.
Right.
But that's worth it. I don't know. I thought that was a great deal for Kansas City. You're going to put him on there for a long time, for 10 years, obviously, hopefully. The problem is you do have a short window with some of your other talent now that you put so much money down on him. You're not going to be able to get Tyreek Hill probably when he gets
back.
He's
got 2
up.
Years left, I think.
Yeah, him
You're
and
not going to be able to get Travis Kelce either.
Kelce and Hill, I believe, both have 2 years left in their contract. So as far as I'm concerned, they got a 2-year window right now where if they go out and they win 2 more Super Bowls and then they win 3 in a row, then every dollar you ever spent on Mahomes was worth it for your franchise.
Right.
By far. And then you can even go and try to rebuild, but you're still going to be worth it.
Right.
So it doesn't matter there. So we'll see.
Ask any NFL owner right now in the league, you get to build your team right now, who's your quarterback? Every one of them is going to say Mahomes or a Lamar Jackson or something like that.
You might
like
get
that.
A Lamar Jackson. You may get a Russell Wilson or something like that. But
he's not young anymore, man.
But, yeah, you got to look at the price tag. If you're given – if price wasn't an issue, then yes, Mahomes. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, Russell Wilson's got a monster contract. His is huge.
is was huge. Now it's not so much. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they're saying that someone like Prescott is going to want more than Russell Wilson, and it's just like, I don't see it.
Well, you can't give it to Prescott. He hasn't.
He's going to get it though.
Oh, I know. Jerry Jones will give it to him.
Yeah, Jerry Jones will just overpay for some dumbasses.
But he overpaid. Well, overpaid for Zeke. Zeke's the best in the game, but he didn't come back great.
Is Zeke the best in the game right now?
Well,
Barkley's probably better than him at the moment.
Saquon Barkley's a stud, but the problem is he's not going to live up to his potential at the Giants. It's just not going to happen.
No, the Giants are too stuck in a rebuild.
Yeah, and he's right in the middle of it. But
I don't think Daniel Jones is the answer at quarterback there. But
there's no way he is.
I don't see it.
And there was a lot of quarterbacks that came out this fucking draft, and I don't know if they grabbed one, but all the good ones went to Miami and.
It's hard to know who's the good
Cincinnati.
Ones until it's done,
right?
You know, until we see my man Burrow, and that's, you know.
Now, didn't Tua went to Miami?
Tua did go to Miami.
Yeah, that's right.
Tua's not going to be playing at the beginning of the year.
No, he can't be.
They got a fucking crazy man down there from Harvard. Fitzpatrick. That's my dude.
Is it?
Yeah, I like Fitzpatrick. He played for the Bengals for a while.
I know he did.
I've always liked Fitzpatrick. You got to respect a Harvard quarterback.
With like 12 kids.
Yeah, that dude's, and he's just awesome.
I like Fitzpatrick, but the problem is he can be the best quarterback in the league for 3 weeks and then the worst. He can literally go from the best fucking quarterback rating to the worst in a week.
In my opinion, he's the second best backup quarterback in the league.
Behind Dalton, of course.
Dalton's the best backup quarterback in the league.
Without a doubt.
I think Dalton might be better than Dak Prescott, but whatever.
No, their money's in Dak.
No, I don't blame him. Yeah, you got to go with that. At least give him another year to see if he works out.
Well,
Dallas
little...
is fucking loaded, though, with talent.
Oh, I know they are. They always are. Jerry Jones makes sure of that. But I'm excited for Joe Burrow. I wore my Burrow... my Palmer Burrow jersey last week.
We were talking last night. I'm not really looking forward to these half-empty stadiums. I wish they would just go no fans.
I do, Marsh. How about the pumping in crowd noises from the speaker?
I definitely don't like that.
I hate that.
They can go fuck themselves with that. That's stupid.
Well,
I don't need fake noise. It's like having a laugh track on a sitcom. It takes away from it more than it adds.
Yeah, but I think no fans in an NFL game takes away so much. It takes away their edge. You know what I mean? You go to Seattle like that, Green Bay.
It definitely takes away their edge, but I kind of like that. I like just for a year. You know what I mean? Just get through this virus. Hopefully, it's done by next year.
And not if we keep doing what we're doing.
Well, probably. Well, eventually, everybody. You know. Not to get right back into the virus, but they're showing that these antibodies are leaving people pretty quickly.
Are they?
So there's a damn good chance that people could get this more than once.
Well, Brian Sebastian the other day, I was talking to him at work, and he's saying that he gives blood, and he was having the antibody test done because apparently at the blood banks, you could sell your plasma if it's got the antibodies and make like $100 every time you sell the plasma.
Oh, yeah, because they use those to try to make a cure.
Right.
They can sell them to the scientists and shit. That makes sense. But anyways... yeah, so who knows if that comes back. But 1 year without any crowd and Mike and all the players, I think it would just be a fun experiment to see who's the best team. Now we're really looking at who's the best team because we're taking the home field advantage out of it.
Well, but then you're beeping out every other word. Well, when those guys are on the field,
sucks, and maybe they can do a deal with HBO for 1 year or something like that.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Where I can actually listen to it and hear the whole thing, but they don't want that because you know out there it's going to be nothing but a bunch of N-words. And
that's all it's going to be.
Calling each other fags and everything else.
Yeah.
And that would, once, you know.
That's the problem with micing them up.
There's plenty of super liberals that love football that if they heard that, me, I don't give a shit. They're playing football. Do whatever you guys want. I don't really give a fuck, but they lose a lot of fans over that.
So I talked to you the other day about this LeBron thing, and I thought that was the funniest thing I ever heard when he was giving some interview, because LeBron's gigantic right now in the Black Lives Matter movement, but the equality thing in general. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, I don't know if he was misquoted when he says, I don't want any white friends. I don't want to know any white people. I don't know if he said that or not. I can give a shit.
I don't think he would have said that. LeBron's too smart to say shit like that.
But when he was talking about, you know, the equality thing and how he wanted it to play out, and he wouldn't wear a Black Lives Matter thing on his jersey. He said, I got my own message. I'll convey it the way I want to.
He's right, because he does come out and say a lot of things. He don't need to have it on his jersey. He's not a quiet guy.
But then some interviewer says, what about your $1 billion contract with Nike and all your products are being made by oppressed kids in sweatshops over in China? Mm-hmm. And he went, next question.
Well, he has a lot of problems right now with the Chinese thing.
But isn't that true?
Yeah, but he also, I forget what that.
But isn't it a known fact that Nike shoes are made by fucking underpaid, fucking grossly abused employees? Oh, it's a fact.
For a fact. Yes.
So how can you sit there for 1 second and scream equality while you're making billions of dollars off the sweat of these fucking people?
Well, every single
one of
them
children.
Every single one of us.
Are hypocrites?
Yes. To a certain extent, every single person in the world is a hypocrite. But, I mean, left-wingers like myself who go on and on about that stuff, but I still have a phone, you know, and that still gets mined by fucking slaves over in Africa and shit
yeah,
like
I
that.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I still have, you know, I wear name brand clothing, which all gets made overseas in these shitty shops. And so do the non-name brand clothing, too. Right.
But you're not LeBron.
I mean, in fact, you got to pay good money if you want to get some shit made in America.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But my whole point is nobody gives a fuck about your opinion. And no. It's really hard for you to stand in front of a billion people and say, all right, let's get behind this equality thing, which I'm all for 100%, of course. But for you to be so hypocritical and say and know you're making billions of fucking dollars off the sweat of these fucking 14-year-old kids in these fucking sweatshops making $2 an hour, mm-hmm. You're the biggest hypocrite in the fucking world to me.
You know, and someone like LeBron that has that kind of power, Michael Jordan too, they could make a big thing of, hey, Jordans are now made in America. They're now made
huge.
By people that get paid a living wage and, you know, make at least whatever the living wage is in whatever area they're in. And listen, you guys are going to have to pay an extra $5-$10 per shoe, but you get to know that this is no slave labor. This is no sweatshop shit.
Right. And anybody who buys and Nikes and especially Jordans, mm-hmm. They don't care what they cost. They pay it.
Exactly. And they could make a move like that. And they have the power to do it. Nike's going to listen to fucking Jordan.
And LeBron.
You know, and LeBron.
Especially these, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan probably has more power than any of them.
Of course he does. But he's Air Jordan.
But we all know about Jordan. I don't think he gives a shit.
Yeah.
But someone like him could have made a gigantic impact on something like that by doing that. And they never have. And it is a shame that that's never happened.
It
why
is.
Why not? I mean, I would pay a little bit more for things if I knew that they were not slave labor.
So would I.
I mean, especially like shoes.
Yeah, if you say, hey, we're going to open a giant fucking Nike factory in some Midwestern town somewhere, mm-hmm. And we're going to an area that fucking Detroit.
Yeah.
It's their unemployment is ridiculous out the roof.
Or all those towns that used to be based on manufacturing, whether it be Detroit or Cleveland or other cities that took a giant hit when manufacturing went overseas.
Put American people to work. Pay them a living wage. We'll still buy your shoes. I promise you. We'll still buy your clothes. We'll buy everything.
Yeah.
But like I said, that is the hard part for me, and you get a whole lot of people doing it. I don't think with an issue about this Black Lives Matter and the equality issue that we're facing today and the importance of it, and now's the time to make a change thing, I don't see how you can be so blatantly hypocritical and expect people to believe your fucking message. And the worst part about it is they still are dumb enough to believe your fucking message.
Well, because his message...
It's LeBron. I'm going to listen to LeBron.
Because his message isn't wrong, regardless of what his...
Right, but your actions speak louder than your fucking message.
But again, if you looked at anybody, you'd find that fault. We're a whole economy based on China.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's good luck finding any pure person. But if you were looking for that someone
but
that
Nike's
had no faults...
But Nike's like the parent company of the sweatshop thing.
No, I don't disagree one bit. I don't buy Nikes. Like, I haven't bought Nikes forever, but then...
I buy Adidas.
With that being said, I'm an Adidas guy also, but maybe Adidas used slave labor too. I wouldn't fucking know.
Who knows? Nike's the flagship of slave labor.
When you think about it,
always
yes.
has been.
Yeah, Nike, Apple.
Right.
Apple's a huge one.
Right.
I mean, they have that sweatshop factory where over there where they had to put suicide nets up.
Did they? Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, you never heard about that? Foxconn or whatever that runs?
No.
Yeah, there's a company over in China called Foxconn, which is they make more than just Apple stuff. They make a bunch of electronic stuff. And the employees live there a lot of times. They don't leave because they're doing like 18-hour shifts, and they have these little bunks. You know, they're hardly a house. It's just these little holes they live in. And they had to put up netting around the place because people were killing themselves, jumping out of the windows. So they put suicide nets up.
Are they allowed to just quit?
I don't know. I don't know how anyone works. I imagine they probably could just quit, but then what do you do? You know, I mean, they don't have a lot of opportunity over there.
Right.
So I don't know. It's an awful place. It's an awful world, man. What are you going to do?
Well, but like I said, I think when you are someone like LeBron.
You could do more.
You could do a lot more.
You could do more. He can make a big stink of it. He could be the first one to go up there and say, hey, man, I work for Nike, but this is fucking bullshit. Let's bring him home. And yeah. someone like him could get enough other players and NBA people that, so yeah, let's stand with this too. And maybe bring a couple of these sweatshops back home.
Right.
And give it
because a lot of the famous people that are on board, the Black Lives Matter thing has turned into equality for everyone thing. Everyone's coming to the aid of the Hispanics and the Native Americans. And you know what I mean? With all these mascot changes and all that.
I don't think that's a Black Lives Matter thing. I think that's just
Well, no, but it's an equality issue. Black Lives Matter started it. And then now everybody's huddling around. Let's just make everybody equal.
As we should.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. But then don't go on fucking TV and know that you're driving around in a solid gold Rolls because some 14-year-old kid's making $1 an hour, you rich.
At the same time, I don't think that completely discounts your voice because I think that no matter who you looked into, then you would find that no one's voice counts for anything.
And Mars, no. The answer is no. Nike would not stop making shoes, and they wouldn't ever turn LeBron down for another fucking giant contract.
Now LeBron has the power in that one, not Nike.
Nike would do it for him.
Yeah, he has a strong enough following. The thing is LeBron was to go solo and make his own shoe company or go with Adidas, his people would follow him. And they know
of course
that.
They
I mean,
would.
They would lose business. Now, granted, Nike's still going to be Nike no matter what. But that's why you would need someone as strong as and powerful as LeBron or Jordan to step up. And then I think you'd see more other players follow suit. And once you got a few of them in there, then it would be undeniable. And they'd have to do something. You know what I mean?
It's like you said, Nike would do it if LeBron was to go to him and say, hey, look, I want you to come over here and make your products over here. We can charge more. You're still going to make the same amount of money.
Yeah, and you advertise it as such.
You're going to put Americans to work at a living wage in areas that people are out of work. Let's make it a win-win.
Yeah, I don't see it how it couldn't be. It doesn't make sense to me, some of these
me
products.
Either.
And I know Americans, for the most part, especially, like you said, the shoe people, the Jordan people and stuff like that, they're going to pay $200 for a pair of shoes anyway, so why wouldn't they pay $210?
They will.
You know what I mean? It's not going to increase the price that much.
They gladly will. And somebody brought this up one time about Nike, and they said, you know, they pay the billions of dollars they pay in shipping every year is ridiculous. Well, that goes out the window when you're making them here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's ways that you can still keep your bottom line the same.
The shipping, you don't have to worry about tariffs or any of that stuff. You don't have to worry about Trump's trade war. You don't have to worry about a lot of things.
I watched a thing on Netflix
about
Nike.
But you do have
Nike.
To worry about now you got to deal with fucking American unions that are paying an ass for these companies and everything else. So who knows?
That's true. But I saw a thing on Nike on Netflix one time. And they were showing the Air Jordan shoes, and it's amazing. You look at a pair that, fuck, those are cool as hell, and they're $500 or whatever. Then you look at another pair. Anyway, the bottom line is these shoes cost pennies to make.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cost shit. You're not buying Nike because the quality is unbelievable. You're buying Nike because of the swoosh on the side. It says Nike.
Yeah, honestly, I think Nike's not great quality shoes.
They're not.
Whenever I've had Nikes, they tend to fall apart a little bit quicker than Adidas.
And they're real narrow and they hurt your fucking feet. But
yeah,
that's
for narrow feet.
That's
people.
Not the point. The point is that they don't cost shit. They are selling because of Jordan and LeBron and guys like that. So it's a perfect opportunity. You want the world to change, fellas? Make a huge change right here.
Yeah, you really wish Jordan was more of a charitable guy because I think Jordan could really put the dent in him.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, LeBron can make waves. Jordan can move fucking mountains.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his name is just synonymous with shoes and everything else. And
everybody wants Jordans.
They're so fucking big. You know who I appreciate it was Stephen Marbury. Remember when he made a deal with Stephen Barry's? Remember Stephen Barry's that were in malls?
Oh, yeah, the clothing store.
Yeah, Stephen Marbury made a deal with them. His shoes were $15. And his point was he wanted quality shoes that street kids could get, basically, you know, anybody could afford. And
I like that.
I always thought that was awesome of them. Now, did they sell well? I don't know. Stephen Barry's ended up going under.
I used to love Stephen Barry's. So you can go in there, buy any jersey or any team thing you wanted for pennies.
Yeah, yeah. That place was cheap as fuck.
Yeah, but it's like now we're all buying Chinese jerseys when we want to buy football jerseys.
Yeah.
We're buying them off the Chinese websites. Mm-hmm. And
Stephen Barry's maybe every once in a while have like a misprint or something. I like those. It'll be a little off center.
Yeah.
Some shit like
I
that.
I don't care what anybody says. Joe Montana was number 64. He was.
Whatever, man.
Back in his college days, he wore 64.
That was his elementary school number. He played the line.
Yeah. Like I said, I just don't like the mightier than thou thing when you're so blatantly fucking hypocritical. And I get it. Everybody's hypocrite. I get it. I understand all that.
Yeah. I just think it's unavoidable. And I think things like that sometimes get used to take people down when maybe people should take an inner look at themselves. So how come your opinion matters so much and you have all your faults, but LeBron can't have his opinion because he has his faults too? I don't know. But whatever. Whose shoes are at Walmart? Stephon Marbury or Shaq?
I like Shaq.
Yeah, but Shaq didn't do that right away. Shaq was with Reebok for a long time.
Yeah.
Didn't he have the pump at one time?
Yep.
Shaq, that was like...
Is Reebok made in sweatshops?
I have no clue. Are Reebok still made?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they are. They UFC had to deal with them. They just ended their deal, I think it ends this year, and they didn't re-sign with Reebok.
Really?
They're going with Venom.
Oh, really?
And Venom's like an MMA brand, so it makes more sense for the for the brand of UFC, but... I thought it was interesting. You would have thought they would have went with someone like Under Armour or Nike or someone like that, and they went with Venom.
See, I've never heard anything good about Under Armour products except for the sweat-resistant shirts and shit.
Never bought one Under Armour thing in my life.
I mean, I have. I bought Under Armour shirts because it kept you from sweating. It did do that.
Yeah, but they have that same. I mean, that's just the type of material. Every single brand has that strip now. I've always been loyal to Adidas, and I really couldn't even tell you why. I've just always liked it.
Because you were a giant Run DMC fan?
I was a Run DMC fan. And I used to wear those all the time.
Oh, yeah, the black and white ones?
Yeah. I got married in those.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was what I was wearing.
I had a pair of those.
On the rock that I got married out in California.
But, you know, Converse used to be a great basketball shoe. And they just went by the wayside. And
Converse was a great basketball shoe in, like, the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they were worn by a lot of NBA players back then.
Yeah.
And if they would have just... kept their fucking their technology up and just improved the shoe as time went on, they could still be around.
Well, Converse kind of went to skaters and stuff like
Chuck
that.
Chuck Taylors, they went to Chucks.
Well, yeah, the Chucks and then other shoes too. They went more to the counterculture. Converse is still around. They're still doing their thing. They're
I've always liked Puma.
Puma's all right. Yeah, I don't mind Puma.
When I was a kid, it was Pony. Remember Pony?
I remember ponies.
Earl Campbell wore ponies.
Did he?
You bet he did.
Nice.
White with the blue, the oiler blue little line on the bottom. It was pretty fucking cool.
You got a would you rather this week?
Hell yeah, I do. Don't I always?
I'd hope so.
Now, the last one bothered you a lot, so I'm going to try to bother you again.
I usually do.
Which one was last week? The dead girl? Was that last week?
I don't remember.
No, the paper cuts. No?
It might have been the dead girl last week. Paper cuts were 2 weeks ago.
No, I think the dead girl was with Miggy. The dead girl was Miggy.
Either way, just go on one.
Okay. All right. So we talked last night about pissing your mom off. So we're going to do that again.
All right.
Would you rather sit down in your living room and watch your mother in a bukkake video? Okay.
All right.
Your mom in a bukkake video.
All right.
Or watch your wife giving a hand job.
Okay. So is the hand job on a video or is it live?
It's a video.
All right. It's a video.
Your wife's giving a hand job to a fucking hammer. Your mom's in a bukkake video.
Pre me or post me?
Filmed yesterday.
Yeah.
But you don't see the guy's face.
I don't think that matters. Don't think that matters.
You
too
just
much.
See the hog, and right. she's giving a hand job to completion, or your mom's in the middle of the. She's the pivot man in the circle jerk in
the
a bukkake
pivot
video.
Man.
You got to watch one till it's over.
Oh man, sorry, mom. It's bukkake time.
Oh.
It's bukkake time, mama.
It's a hand job, dude.
Yeah, still, man.
I know it's your wife and all, but you don't see the dude's face. She doesn't even have to be enjoying it, which she probably wouldn't be anyway.
Listen, I have to see my wife the majority of every day.
I know.
All right, we're together pretty much anytime I'm not at work or I'm not doing this podcast, I'm with my wife. I don't see my mom all that often. So, you know, it's just, yeah. So
Carmen hates when I throw her in these things.
Yeah, she does. Anyways, so that has a lot to do with it. The fact that I have to look at my wife in the eye all the time. You know what I mean? Where my mom, I barely have to see. It's going to make some holidays weird. I talk to her on the phone every once in a while, but we don't get together a whole lot. My family's not like a
but
super
there,
close family.
Is there anything
family.
More fucking unreal than a bukkake video? I mean, we're talking about a hand job here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gets it. It's over. It's done. Cut. It's it. But you'll have that visual of your mom looking like a Krispy Kreme.
Show puddles.
Yeah. You're going to have that visual in your head for years to come.
Splashing around in the protein puddles.
So you'd still go with the bukkake
video.
Yeah,
I'm still going bukkake, man.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough
one. See, like I said, if
you're... But I make decisions. I'm not sitting here trying to take the gun. I'm not trying to take the out.
And that's what I love about you.
I make the decisions every single time.
And that's not an easy one because, I mean, it's your wife, you know, it's the mother of your kids and all that, but it's just a hand job. That's all. A faceless hand job, even.
My wife's on here saying, not this wife, maybe his redhead. My wife had a dream that I was cheating on her with a redhead, and I have not heard the end of it now for 3 fucking months.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was a fucking dream?
It was a dream she
had. But you're the asshole anyway.
And I've been dating a redhead ever since that dream. I don't even like redheads.
Oh, that's my thing. I love redheads.
I am not in the redheads. I'm pale enough. I don't need 2 pales.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not my thing. I get turned on by a sexy redhead.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously... There's not many of them around.
I don't like those girls where you fucking shine a light on them. You can see all their veins.
See, like, I don't like that either. But I, you know what really turns me on a lot, really gets the juices flowing, is a nice, fair complexion with freckles. Fucking love it.
See, it's the freckles or anything. Those aren't really a turnoff for me, but it's not my thing, man. I don't like pale chicks.
Hey, Carmen, did the girl in the dream have freckles? Stir that up a little bit.
Oh, pigtails? Like, because that's what I think when I think of redhead. I think of 2 pigtails sitting out all the fucking...
Oh, is that what you think about?
They look like Wendy's.
Yeah, you know, Pippi Longstocking. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I think when I think
so
of redheads.
Basically, your wife is under the impression that she's one of those people that says, if I had a dream, there's got to be a little bit of truth to it.
Well, I ain't going to lie. I've had dreams in my past where, you know, she was cheating on me, and I remember waking up mad, you know, just... Fucker.
But not mad at her.
But, well, yeah, but maybe for only like the first 10 seconds. You know what I mean? Just to him, I fully snap out of, oh, that was a dream, whatever. It's a very short period of time. But yeah, she's been bringing this shit up weekly now for fucking months. Since this dream.
I've never had been cheated on dreams. I've had fucked up ones, but none of those. I just never had those.
Well, it's more of a girl thing.
A redhead. What's she look like, Carmen? Tell me this.
That's the weirdest thing is a redhead, just because that's the least likely of what I would be attracted to begin with.
Really?
Yeah, so just it's not my thing, man.
You know what she probably did? Carmen was probably at the grocery store or something. She ran into some girl. And sometimes you ever notice that sometimes you look at a person, you don't know them, you don't know anything about them, and you just don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
She probably saw some redhead broad and goes, I just don't like that bitch. I don't know why.
I don't even think I have a redhead friend. Maybe acquaintance or two that I work with, but even them, I don't think there's that many of them.
You're having an affair with Patrick.
Is that who it is?
That's it.
It's a dude. I call him Patty.
Do we work with any redhead girls?
Barbie.
Who doesn't really work there? She works there, but not with us anymore.
But either way, that's the only redhead that I would say that I'm even remotely friends with, and it's not like me and Barbie are close. We're acquaintances, and she has a boyfriend that could kick my ass. So... You know.
Oh yeah, the MMA fighter guy.
Yeah, fuck that. He fucked with Barbie. But anyways, yeah, that's no. I don't even have.
Hey Carmen, I would never do that to you, ever.
You love redheads.
Yeah, but I only you. It would only be you. And for the record, if I were married, I would watch the hand job. I'm not watching my 91-year-old mother in a bukkake video.
Yeah,
just not going to happen.
You're a creep. Hey, we're getting BP Bob's checking in from the beach of Florida, him and his lady, Christina.
I thought they were in Savannah, Georgia.
I thought so, too. Maybe they went there for a day and then moved down.
What's the weather like down there, Bob?
Fucking hot.
Fuck yeah, it's hot. Gotta be.
It's hot here.
I couldn't see her face, only her hair. He brought her home to our house and confessed.
Oh, yeah, this dream, I'd been with this chick for 4 years. And I just confessed it recently to her.
Hey, I'm looking for a new co-host. I can't be involved with anybody who cheats on their family. I just can't do it. Okay, anybody? We'll have to. I hope you have a garage because we won't be able to use his anymore. But I can't be involved in any kind of cheating.
Oh, if you kick me out, I'll still rent you the garage. That's all right. I'll just take over the production duties.
Yeah, you can be the hairy guy.
I'm already working on him a little bit.
Hairy guy too.
We do, guys. We do have 3 cameras. We just haven't got them worked yet. As you can see, we got my camera. And we got Chris's camera. But we got to work on them, get a little better backdrops and everything else.
We're trying to make the show better all the time.
Eventually, we will have a 3-camera set. I'm going to try to work all this out on my own. You guys can't see it right now, but I got 3 different fucking computers I'm trying to work at while trying to talk to Chris about dicks and balls. So it's a complicated thing.
And redheads.
Yeah, and redheads.
Man, see, that's so fucking funny to me because I've heard of that shit happening before where somebody will have a dream and you're just a fucking dick. You know what I mean? I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. And Carmen said she only saw her hair. Didn't see her face.
And this is the first time. And like I said, I've had dreams like this before and I've told her about it, but I never like held it against her. You know, maybe in like a jokey manner. I'm like, oh, yeah, why were you fucking Brad yesterday or something? You know, I just made that name up. But either way.
Brad.
Not that one. Not that one. He'd be more involved than mine.
Well, Carmen, I've always believed in women's intuition. So you just hang on to that for a couple more months. Okay. I'm not saying there's anything to it. But there just might be.
Bob's on vacation with his lady and said it's perfect, nice and windy, lots of blowing.
Ooh. Yeah, because he didn't pick up his toys yet.
Yeah, Bob, you could have really had a good time down there.
But I did see a picture of every beer you drank, Bob. I appreciate that. Looks like you had quite the variety going in Savannah. Savannah looked like a pretty cool town.
Savannah is a cool town. Well, I haven't been, but that was one of the places we were planning to go on. It's like a real old school, you know, like that southern where they got the moss hanging all over the fucking place, the Spanish moss and stuff. It just looks cool. It looks medieval kind of.
Now, where is Savannah in conjunction to Atlanta? Long way away?
Well, I mean, they're both in Georgia, so they can't be that far away, right?
No, but I'm saying the opposite ends of the state.
Isn't Georgia kind of like in the middle-ish? Or Atlanta, rather. Bottom. I mean, Atlanta is kind of in the middle of Georgia.
Yeah, so Savannah's got to be close.
Savannah's by the coast. I know Atlanta's not by the coast.
Lots of blowing. Well, good for you, Bob. You deserve it. If anybody deserves it, it's Bob.
It's BP Bob.
Oh, yeah, BP Bob. We were just talking about him.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob doesn't have to worry about what it's like.
Oh, no. I heard Bob has a hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he does. He's probably held him back over the years. You know, you can't work that double bass drum as much as the big hammer.
I've never seen Bob do a double bass work. It's always been a single.
I don't think he's that kind of a drummer.
No.
You know, he's more of a classic rock drummer. He's not doing the metal.
Yeah. Throw in a double bass, Bob.
Yeah, at least get the double bass pedal.
Yeah, at least have two kick drums there, even if you only got a pedal on one of them.
I see, that's very rare you see two kick drums.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like the big bands will do that because they got money, but the most local bands, they might have double bass, but it's just a double bass pedal on one kick drum. The two kick drums is just too big of a set.
Yeah, but I loved it.
Oh, it looks cool, but I mean, you know, when you're not paying someone else to take it down and put it back up, for the drummer, that's a lot of shit to be carrying around.
Hey, in one tour that Rush did, Neil had four.
Four?
But don't you remember? Because he had the two up front with his traditional drums, and then remember he would stand up and the whole kit would spin around, and he would have two with his electronic drums.
Yeah.
So that's why he had four, but it was still a fucking set the size of this garage, you know?
Well, Neil Peart's set was, he literally needed to have a chair that spun around in circles to get all his drums.
But if you notice, you watch any of his fucking solos, he hit every drum.
Oh, he's a ridiculous drummer.
Fucking the best.
But guess what? Rush sucks.
Oh, you're on drugs.
Joke of the week?
That.
All right, that was episode 39.
Rush is fucking classic.
That is not a joke. That is truth to anyone under the age of 40, I imagine. That's
bullshit.
Not a drummer.
That, because you know what? Do you like the Beatles?
Yeah, of course.
They were long before Rush. How come you like the Beatles?
Because the Beatles are timeless.
So are Rush.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. In Canada, they are.
You do not find many young people that are in the Rush. Good luck finding them. Even my age range, good luck finding them unless they are drummers themselves. A lot of musicians get into them because of
they
that.
They're all phenomenal musicians.
I'm not saying they're not, but I'm saying the only people that tend to like them that are under 40 or that didn't grow up with them in the mainstream on the radio.
Well, it was definitely a cult following, but it was a giant cult following.
There are certain bands that are going to always extend the time. The Beatles are obviously one of them. The Stones, Motown shit. You know, that's not really pertain to a certain time period. But then there's bands like, in my opinion, Rush, that are going to appeal to the people that grew up with that range. But after that, they're not going to really carry on much, in my opinion.
But they continued to put out albums. Now, I didn't like their very latest stuff. I didn't like it.
Paul McCartney still puts out albums, too. No one's listening to him.
Well, yeah, because if you go to a Paul McCartney concert, you're still hearing all Beatles and Wings tunes. He'll
throw some out there every once in a while. Off the new album. You're like, fuck,
like,
man.
Paul Simon, too. Yeah. Paul Simon will do the same thing.
Yeah, but Paul
Simon. Hey, here's this Simon and Garfunkel shit, and now here's one I did with some tribe in Africa, we'll come 20 guys with fucking bongos.
But at least that's entertaining, because you got the whole African tribe showing up to do a song with Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney's not offering that. He's
writing
some new
songs. No, and his voice is gone, man.
His voice was never great live to begin with,
but now
it is
gone.
It's gone.
There's a lot of people who are still touring. Their voice is fucking history. Gone.
I seen him about 5-6 years ago, and I can't say it was a good show. As far as the music was concerned, the band was on point. His drummer's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and he puts on a show. You know, it's fun.
Well,
as far as just his voice is concerned, it's awful. He's in that Vince Neil range right now, where he just you can't sing your songs anymore. Even Billy Joel, to a certain extent, is losing it.
They start talking more than singing.
Yeah, Elton John had never lost it.
No, he couldn't hit the high notes he was hitting before.
Well, he just had a different vocal range to begin with. I don't think Elton ever went super, super high. He always stayed in his strong points.
Well, look at Crocodile Rock. He goes real high in the middle of that
one. But he nails him still, man. I've seen him.
Does he?
He's still good. Elton John was impressed. That voice was strong when I heard it.
I almost made a joke there, but I didn't do it. I got fucking self-control. I would like to see Elton one more time before he goes. I don't know if he's ever going to tour again. But, yeah, all right, joke of the day. Let me think. I don't know. I wanted to come up with a really gross one. But the bukkake on your mom video, I think that's enough. So... You know what I mean?
We got a bukkake lemon here on the show.
Well, I watched it. Oh, by the way, I'm into new porn.
Oh, new porn.
Yeah, here. Ooh. I was into the pizza delivery porn for a while. Get this, people, and check this out.
Too
this
long,
is
really.
Fucking hot, even though it's real creepy. It's real fucking creepy. But I'm into it right now.
Okay, go.
These fucking weirdos. Shoot. These weirdos that own tanning booths that hide cameras in them.
Mm-hmm.
Watch some tanning booth masturbation videos. Fucking smoking, love them, even though it's fucked up because they don't know they're being filmed.
Yeah, dude.
You got a creeper in there that was hiding lipstick cameras in his fucking tanning booth so he could spy on the girls and jerk off. But the masturbation fucking videos are pretty hot.
When I worked over at Papa John's,
not gonna lie,
over in Eastgate, there was a tanning bed booth next door. There was a tanning bed place. They actually let my wife tan all the time there when we were just dating. And at first I was like, wait a minute, black people go to tanning beds?
Yeah,
it blew my mind at first, you know, because I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And then once I found them, I'm like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Anyways, they got caught, I don't think with the cameras, but they got caught with the peeking.
They had,
I think they're something like their ceiling, their walls didn't completely touch the ceiling, so you could get on the other side and peek over or some shit like that. And it turns out that was Ryan's family that owned that, too. I don't remember who in Ryan's family. But Ryan, if you're listening, you got some peepers in the fam, huh?
Now, just to cover my own ass, it's entirely possible that...
It's set up. Yeah.
Okay, but I know, like, my ex-wife,
honestly,
went to one that they found a camera in fucking tanning booth.
It definitely happens.
But it wasn't the one she was tanning in. He just hit it in one, but they got busted and nailed it. I mean, the cameras are fucking this big these days.
We had a peeper at work this week. It was on the news.
Yeah, we did. That's fucked up.
Creepy. A friend of ours, I'm not mentioning any names, looks down and sees a fucking camera just underneath the stall.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And the worst part is he got away.
He got away. His picture's on the news. Hopefully they fucking find him. You know what? I'm going to put this picture right above on YouTube right now. If you look up, there he is.
Don't
for these guys. Anyways, yeah.
Did you put him up?
No, I'm going to. Later.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
catch this guy.
Fucking let's catch this guy, because, you know, that was a friend of mine, and I like her a lot, and that's
kind of tells
sad.
Where we work, though.
Whatever, I don't care. It was on the news.
But
it was sad, and fuck this guy. I want him to get caught.
Yeah, I definitely do, too. It's amazing the balls on some people these days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's creepy.
Yeah.
But if the picture ends up on the internet, Tease is going to be watching it, apparently, later.
I only watch tanning beds.
Not tanning beds. You're not a bathroom.
There's just something cool about the fucking... I'm hoping to God I'm watching set up once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kinda. If it's set up, though, it would do less for me.
I'm not into the totally you're being violated against your will thing. I mean, if you want to be violated and you say violate the fuck out of me, I'm into it. I get into it.
I'm just thinking of it from like an amateur porn kind of thing where I find out that it's not actually amateurs and it's just a porn star pretending to be an amateur and stuff like that. It does less for me than if I think it's actually amateurs. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
So I don't know if the tanning bed porn goes that same way, where, like, if you find out it's not real, it actually is like, eh, come on.
Something. But then that would kill it for me.
Yeah.
That would totally fucking kill it for me. But when it's amazing because I knew a girl that told me she masturbated every time she went into the tanning booth. So there was something about it. She's laying in there naked. You got nothing to do. You're all fucking sweaty. Everything's going good. And jolt the bean a
little bit. Apparently that happens in those water chambers people get in. I forget what they're fucking called. The isolation chambers people get in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apparently that happens a lot at the business places that own those, and you can go there and use them. And then
I don't jerk off in the water.
They have to put, they have to put signs up like, hey, don't jerk off in here.
I don't jerk off in the water. We've already covered that.
Well, I'm not talking about you, man.
How could anybody jerk off in the fucking water? There's no lubrication.
I don't know.
It's sticky. It's static.
I don't think I ever have. I mean, showers don't count.
Well, I guess not.
Joke of the day. We're struggling over here, Alice.
No,
Cooper?
We're not struggling. I know a billion jokes. I just wanted to end with a really graphic, dirty one, but I'll go the other way. All right. Gosh damn, I'm a little bit stumped. I wasn't prepared for a joke of the day today, but I got one. I've always got them.
I was gonna say we usually do them every week. So.
Oh no, we always do them every week, but I never come with one planned.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough. I always think of one. All right, I got one. Lady goes into a gynecologist, just has a baby, and realizes that her vaginal muscles aren't contracting. It's laid open still, like when the baby came out. It's just staying open.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the doctor, and she goes, what the fuck are we going to do about this? He goes, well, the muscles haven't contracted, so you got to do these exercises. She goes, well, what do I do? He says, well, you stand with your feet about shoulder length apart, and you do squats down to about knee length, and you squeeze your vaginal muscles real tight on the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually those muscles will tighten up and go back to whatever. So she's doing it for a couple weeks, and she doesn't really know if they're working or not. So she puts a mirror on the ground, and she straddles this mirror naked to do these muscles so she can see. And she's doing her exercises, and husband walks in and goes, hey, babe, what you doing? She goes, oh, I'm exercising. And the guy said, well, just be careful. You don't want to fall in that hole.
Oh, shit. That's awful. Oh, shit.
Don't want you to fall in that hole. Now, it took me a long time to think of a joke because I wanted one of the really gross ones, but I won't get stumped again.
Come at me. I won't get stumped again, bro. All right. That's episode 39.
Wow, 39 already.
39. Yeah, we had 4,000 listens this week on Podbean, which is pretty cool. Every time we hit another 1,000, I get happy about that.
See, Mar said she didn't know that black people tanned either.
Yeah, it was news to me. And then, she wasn't the only one. The more I noticed, there was, granted, there wasn't a lot of black people in Eastgate in general.
Right.
But I've noticed it when I lived in Clifton at the tanning beds down there, or, in the ones in Anderson, every once in a while you see. Well, who knew? It just makes them darker, just like white people.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they're looking for. Well, whatever.
More power to you.
My wife's not super dark-skinned anyway, so maybe the darker they are, the less likely they're to go to tanning beds.
Yeah. Well, I knew one guy that tanned, a black friend of mine tanned, said because it made him less ashy.
Oh, really? I would think it would dry out the skin more.
No, he said it made him less ashy.
Huh. Well, I don't know shit about that.
I don't either.
I lotion.
You lotion? And does your redhead friend lotion?
I don't know. I imagine she's ashy though, seeing those veins.
Guys, we're going to have that contest announcement for you next week.
Yeah, next week we got some swingers. We're going to have a contest announcement.
Next Sunday at 3 o'clock. Make sure you're tuning in.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah.
See you.
Until then, take care of yourself.
Bye.
And each other.